Commissioners, if you're ready, we'll get started, and I'll call the meeting to order and ask the clerk if she'll call the roll. I'm up here in the conference room. Mr. Bailey's here, Clerk Gaither's here, and our newest IT guy, Harold W. Twisdale, is up here with us as well, taking care of our computer equipment and all. So thank you all for zooming in. We're still kind of feeling our way along a little bit with this thing, but it's getting better. But I'll call the meeting over and ask the clerk if she'll call the roll, please.
Commissioner Adams.
Present.
Commissioner Atkins.
Here.
Commissioner Armstrong. Commissioner Barlow.
Present.
Commissioner Copeland.
Here.
Commissioner Donovan.
Here.
Commissioner Fee.
She's there somewhere, she was.
She's on mute.
Commissioner Kelly.
Here, present.
Commissioner Mason.
Here.
Commissioner Murphy.
Here.
Commissioner Nafe. Commissioner Schofer. Commissioner Smith.
Here.
Commissioner Sneed. Commissioner Turner.
Here.
Commissioner Twisdale.
Here.
Commissioner Wilson. And Commissioner Wooten.
Here.
Is Commissioner Fee or Commissioner Wilson, are you guys on?
I'm here. You couldn't hear me. I had myself muted. Sorry. And
Commissioner Wilson,
I'm looking at him.
He's muted as well.
14 present.
That count, Bob?
Yes, sir.
All right, we have 14 present. I've cleared that to be a quorum. We may have more on later. Again, thank you all for zooming in. Item number four on the agenda are the additions to the agenda, and I've got several reports here that need to be spread on the minutes because it's, you know, we're after the end of our fiscal year. And I also have a resolution for you all to consider as well that I would like to bring up now if there's no objection. The resolution is to honor the life of Mr. Joe Sneed. I don't know if you all have heard, but Commissioner Lamont Sneed's father passed away, I believe it was this past Thursday on July the 16th. He was 83 years old. He's been a part of the fabric of Tipton County and the Wilkinsville and the Drummond's community for a long, long time. The distinguished Sneed family down there has been farming from generation to generation. And Joe passed away this past week. And so I'd like to consider, I'd like to read and then ask you all to consider the following resolution regarding the life and contributions of James Lewis Joe Sneed. Whereas James Lewis Joe Sneed was born to the late Solly Sneed Sr. and Maddie Collins Sneed 83 years ago, and whereas as a child he was given the nickname Joe and was lovingly referred to as James L. Joe Sneed for the rest of his life, and whereas James Lewis Sneed was brother to Marcella Sneed, Solly Sneed Jr., Rosetta, Johnny, R.T., Marie, and Thomas, and whereas Joe Sneed grew up in the Wilkinsville community, the son of a sharecropper, chopping and picking cotton, which instilled in him a love and a genuine appreciation for farming and the agriculture industries, an industry that became a real focus for the entire Sneed family for many generations to come. Whereas in his early schooling, he began at Cooper School, which was a one-room school. It was about a three-mile walk from his home. In 1956, he graduated from E.A. Harold High School in Millington, Tennessee. And whereas Joe Sneed became a carpenter, he worked in the construction industry. He traveled all across the state of Tennessee and Mississippi and Arkansas, and ultimately becoming one of the first black construction foremen at S&W Construction Company. In 1974, Joe ventured into a business partnership, B&S Contractors, the first among black contractors in Tipton County. And whereas in 1982, Joe was elected as constable in Tipton County and served two terms. In 1985, Joe Sneed was appointed to the Tipton County Election Commission, the first African-American member of the Tipton County Election Commission. In 1997, he was appointed chairman of the commission and served on the Tipton County Election Commission for over 30 years. And whereas Joe Sneed was a husband to Bessie Marie Sneed for 64 years. 64 years. And whereas he's the father of six children, Kenneth, Terry, Charlotte, Atila, James Lamont, and Sabrina. He always smiled as he shared stories of his work and his life with his grandchildren and his great-grandchildren. He's always going to be remembered affectionately by his family, including all his nieces and nephews and cousins, anyone really who enjoyed talking with Joe Sneed. Now, therefore, be it resolved that on behalf of the people of Tipton County, we do hereby and hereon acknowledge the extraordinary life and the many contributions of James L. Joe Sneed to his family, to his church, to his community, and to this county. His was a life well lived, and he'll be missed by grateful citizenry here in Tipton County. Joe was also in the male chorus at the St. Mark M.B. Church. He loved to sing. That chorus is still got a great group of singers. Any event they had down there, he was likely to invite anyone to come and join them. He used to bring me turnip greens. I'm not sure if he picked them or if Miss Bessie picked them, but they always had a garden that had turnip greens in it. And Joe always made you feel better about yourself and about the community that you lived in after you talked to him. He was just a genuine guy. What you saw and what you heard was him. He didn't try to be ungenuine or anyone else. Joe was a great guy. He was a great ambassador for Tipton County. He's going to be missed by a lot of folks in the FPL community. And at the end of the day, every community has citizens who are really super citizens. In the olden days, they were known as pillars of the community. You don't hear that term much anymore. But those are folks who really are citizens, who are church members, who are community participants, who are business participants, who are civic participants over the long run. Clearly, James L. Joe Sneed was a pillar of the Wilsonville community, and he's going to be missed by everyone down there. I would submit the following resolution for your consideration.
So moved.
Second, Mr. Chairman.
Who made the motion?
Mason.
Yeah. Did you get the second? Yes, sir. All right, the motion has been made and seconded to adopt the resolution. Is there any discussion on the resolution? If not, all in favor of adopting the resolution, let it know by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. It's so ordered. Thank you all. Before we get into the agenda, if there's no objection, I'd like to take for your consideration that these are the annual financial reports that are required by law to be spread upon the minutes of the commission after the end of the fiscal year. These are reports from the Circuit General Sessions in Juvenile Court, reports from the Chancery Court, reports from the Register of Deeds, reports from the Sheriff, the Trustee, and the County Clerk. Do we have a motion that these financial reports be spread on the minutes of this commission meeting?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Wilson. Seconded by whom?
I'll second.
Thank everybody.
Seconded by Commissioner Fee and Commissioner Adams. Any discussion on the motion? Any objection to the motion? Without objection, then the motion carries and the reports will be spread on the minutes of this commission meeting. Thank you all. Item number five are the minutes of the previous month's meeting. I think you all maybe have had a chance to look at those that were sent to you. Do we have a motion regarding the previous month's meeting?
So moved. So moved, Mason.
All right, motion is made by Commissioner Mason. Is there a second?
Second. Commissioner Murphy, second.
Commissioner Murphy seconds the motion. Any discussion on adopting the minutes of the previous meeting? Any objection to adopting the minutes of the previous month's meeting? Without objection, then the motion carries and the minutes of the previous meeting are approved. Item number six on the agenda is the election of notaries.
Karen D. Session, Brenda DeLashmet, Irma Garcia, Paula J. Kellum, R. Benton Lindsay Jr., William W. McGowan III, Timothy D. Mohandro Jr., Matthew T. Richardson, Edward Short, Noel Smith Howell, and Jennifer Tyler.
Would anyone like to add a name to that list? If not, do we have a motion that those individuals be elected as notaries in Tipton County?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Wilson, seconded by Commissioner Kelly. Any discussion on the motion electing those individuals as notaries in Tipton County? Is there any objection to the motion? Any further discussion? Without objection, then the motion carries and those individuals are elected as notaries in Tipton County. All right, item number seven is the report from the Finance Committee. Commissioner Director Bailey is going to give the various Finance Committee reports. Let me say before he starts how much I appreciate the work that the Finance Committee has done. Chairman Fee and the members of the committee and Mr. Bailey have worked hard and had several meetings, and it's a pretty big budget, you know, relative to counties across Tennessee. And this has been a particularly difficult year to determine exactly where you're going to be the next month, not to mention at the end of the fiscal year. So my thanks to the Finance Committee for their work, and certainly to Finance Director Bailey for all the work that he's done and trying to kind of figure out through this COVID-19 pandemic exactly what the finances of the county are likely to look like at the end of 12 months through all of this. So thanks to all those folks for all their hard work. Mr. Bailey, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Finance and Administration Committee met at 4 p.m. on June 16th at the EMA facility. Members present were Commissioners Adams, Barlow, Copeland, Fee, Mason, Nafee, Smith, Sneed, and Turner. Also present was School Superintendent John Combs, School Finance Director Peggy Murdoch, County Executive Jeff Huffman, and Finance Director W.T. Bailey. Chairwoman Fee called the meeting to order and asked that Commissioner Turner open the meeting with prayer. A motion was made by Commissioner Nafee and seconded by Commissioner Sneed and Mason that the Finance and Administration Committee take the proposed Board of Education's budgets for funds number 141, 142, 143, and 177 under advisement for fiscal year 2021. The motion carried with none opposing. A motion was made by Commissioner Sneed and seconded by Commissioner Smith to adjourn at 6:55 p.m. That motion carried with none opposing. The Finance Committee met again at 4 p.m. on June 18, 2020 at the EMA facility. Members present were Commissioners Adams, Barlow, Copeland, Fee, Basin, Smith, and Sneed, and Commissioner Turner was also present. Also present was Finance Director W.T. Bailey and County Executive Jeff Huffman. Chairwoman Fee called the meeting to order and asked that Commissioner Copeland open the meeting with prayer. After much discussion regarding the next fiscal year's budget, a motion was made by Commissioner Copeland and seconded by Commissioner Barlow that the committee recess to Tuesday, June 23rd at 4 p.m. at the EMA facility. The motion carried with none opposing. The committee reconvened on the 23rd of June at 4 p.m. Chairwoman Fee called the meeting back to order and asked that Commissioner Sneed open the meeting with prayer. A motion was made by Commissioner Mason and seconded by Commissioner Smith that the Finance and Administration Committee recommend to the full legislative body to adopt the State of Tennessee's Division of Property certified tax rate of $2.0392. That's 2.0392. The motion carried with none opposing. A motion was made by Commissioner Sneed and seconded by Commissioner Turner that the committee recommend to the full legislative body to set the overall county tax rate at $2.0392 for tax year 2020. The motion carried with none opposing. A motion was made by Commissioner Copeland and seconded by Commissioner Adams that the committee set the tax rate for each fund as follows according to the proposed tax levy resolution. The general fund number 101 at 86.8 cents, the landfill fund number 116 at 4.21 cents, public works fund number 131 at 8.43 cents, the general purpose school fund number 141 at 93.19 cents, debt service fund number 151 at 7.08 cents, and the general capital projects fund number 171 at 4.21 cents. That motion carried with none opposing. With no other business to come before the committee that night, a motion was made by Commissioner Sneed and seconded by Commissioner Barlow to adjourn at 5:30 p.m. The motion carried with none opposing. And lastly, the Finance and Administration Committee met at 4 p.m. on July 13th at the Tipton County EMA facility. Members present were Commissioners Adams, Barlow, Copeland, Fee, Mason, Nafee, Smith, Mead, and Turner. Also present was Finance Director W.T. Bailey. Chairwoman Fee called the meeting to order and asked that Commissioner Copeland open the meeting with prayer. Commissioners, this was the last finance meeting regarding next fiscal year's budget. The meeting was scheduled to tie up any loose ends and make last minute adjustments if necessary. No changes were made to the budget. However, much discussion was had surrounding COVID-19 and the upcoming year's budget, fiscal year 2021. The committee determined that they will be monitoring revenues more closely throughout the year in order to anticipate any potential shortfalls in the county's revenue stream. With no other business to come before the committee, a motion was made by Commissioner Sneed and seconded by Commissioner Mason to adjourn at 4:40 p.m. The motion carried with none opposing. Mr. Chairman, that concludes my reports.
I'll make the motion that the reports of the Finance Committee be approved.
Motion by Commissioner Fee. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by whom?
Mason.
Seconded by Commissioner Mason. All right, we've got a motion. It's duly seconded. Any discussion on the motion? Any questions regarding the motion? All right, any objection to approving the report? Without objection, then, the motion carries and the report is adopted. Thank you, Mr. Bailey.
You're welcome.
The next item on the agenda, Commissioners, is consideration of a motion to adopt the certified property tax rate. I think we need on the minutes that the commission is adopting the official rate. The official rate is 2.0392. As you know, the rate last year was 2.42 cents. So it's dropped from 2.42 to 2.0392. That's based on calculations from the state and the Tipton County Property Assessor's Office and the local Board of Equalization after they've heard all of the appeal of the cases. The tax rate, the new tax rate, is based on a total tax base of $1,225,939,899. So the total tax base in Tipton County now is over $1.2 billion. That increase in the total tax base, of course, is a reason that the tax rate, the certified rate, is dropped, 39, almost 38 cents from the previous year. But I do think we need a motion to officially adopt the certified tax rate at 2.0392 and get that on the minutes.
It's Richard Kelly. I so move.
Who made the motion?
Kelly.
All right. Commissioner Kelly moved. Is there a second to Mr. Kelly's motion?
Connor was second.
All right. Motion is seconded by Commissioner Copeland. We've got a motion to adopt the certified tax rate at 2.0392. Any discussion on the motion? Any objection to the motion? Without objection, then, the motion carries and the county commission adopts a certified tax rate of 2.0392. The next item on the agenda, commissioners, is the consideration of adopting the appropriations resolution for the fiscal year 2021. You've been given, I think, a copy of the resolution. I think there's also, you may see on your screen, we're kind of trying that out. So if you don't have it in front of you, you can look on the screen, I believe. But item number 9 is consideration of adopting the appropriation resolution for fiscal year 2021. Do we have a motion?
So moved, Mason.
Is there a second?
Second, Murphy.
Motion is made by Commissioner Mason, and who seconded that?
Murphy.
Seconded by Commissioner Murphy. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. We got a motion on the resolution. We'll have a roll call vote. If you favor the adoption of the appropriations resolution, you'll vote yes. If you do not favor it, you'll vote no. I think the requirement is you've got to have a roll call vote on this, Commissioner.
Commissioner Barlow?
Yes.
Commissioner Wooten?
Yes.
Yeah. What was that?
Yes.
Commissioner Donovan?
Yes.
Commissioner Mason?
Yes.
Commissioner Kelly?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Commissioner Wilson?
Yes.
Commissioner Turner?
Yes.
Commissioner Smith?
Yes.
Commissioner Fee?
Yes.
Commissioner Tisdale?
Yes.
Commissioner Murphy?
Yes.
Commissioner Copeland?
Yes.
14.
We have 14 votes for, declare the resolution to be adopted.
Mayor.
Yes.
Ms. Jimbo, I didn't hear my name called.
So you're here, okay. Commissioner Atkins?
Yes.
You mark him as present. All right, we got you, Commissioner Atkins, sorry. I mean, 14. You did count. All right. Consideration of adopting the property tax rate for fiscal year 2020-2021. The property tax rate resolution, I believe, was sent to you. The distribution of the property tax is as follows. The general fund, 0.8680. Solid waste sanitation is 0.0421. The Public Works Department, 0.0843. The general purpose school fund, 0.9319. The debt service fund, 0.0708. And the general capital projects fund, 0.0421. And that should total to a total tax rate for the 2021 fiscal year upcoming to be 2.0392, which matches the certified tax rate that you all have approved previously. Do we have a motion on the resolution fixing the tax levy for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2020?
So moved, Chairman.
Motion by Commissioner Copeland. Is there a second?
I'll second it, Commissioner Adams.
Commissioner Adams has seconded Commissioner Copeland's motion to adopt the tax levy resolution. All right, we'll have a roll call vote. If you favor the adoption of the tax levy resolution for the ensuing year, you'll vote yes. If you do not favor the adoption of the resolution, you'll vote no.
Commissioner Barlow?
Yes.
Commissioner Wooten?
Yes.
Commissioner Dunavant?
Yes.
Commissioner Mason?
Yes.
Commissioner Kelly?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Commissioner Wilson?
Yes.
Commissioner Turner?
Yes.
Commissioner Atkins?
Yes.
Commissioner Smith?
Yes.
Commissioner Fee?
Yes.
Commissioner Tisdale?
Yes.
Commissioner Murphy?
Yes.
Commissioner Copeland?
Yes.
The vote is 14 yeses. Declare the tax levy resolution to be adopted unanimously. The next item on the agenda is a consideration of the nonprofit resolution for the upcoming fiscal year 2021. This would be the first reading, and next month's meeting, we'll have to have a second reading on this resolution as required by the statute. I believe you all have had the resolution that has been submitted to you in advance. Do we have a motion on the resolution or any questions on the resolution?
Motion by Dunavant to adopt the nonprofit resolution.
Is there a second?
Kelly, I'll second.
A motion has been made by Commissioner Dunavant, seconded by Commissioner Kelly and Twisdall. Is there any discussion on the resolution? All right, if not, we'll have a roll call vote. If you favor the adoption of the nonprofit resolution, you'll vote yes. If you do not favor it, you'll vote no. On the first reading.
Commissioner Barlow?
Yes.
Commissioner Wooten?
Yes.
Commissioner Dunavant?
Yes.
Commissioner Mason?
Yes.
Commissioner Kelly?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Commissioner Wilson?
Yes.
Commissioner Turner?
Yes.
Commissioner Atkins?
Yes.
Commissioner Smith?
Yes.
Commissioner Fee?
Yes.
Mr. Quizzell?
Yes.
Commissioner Murphy?
Yes.
Commissioner Copeland?
Yes.
14.
Vote is 14 yes, 0 no's. I declare the resolution to be adopted. Thank you all. Item number 12 on the agenda is a report from the Public Works Committee. I think we're going to have Commissioner Harold W. Twizzell direct from the conference room here in the administration building is going to give you the give you the Public Works Committee report. Mr. Twizzell, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Zooming in here.
That's what I was fixing to say. We're zooming in. Good evening to everyone. The Tiffin County Public Works Committee met in regular session on Monday, July the 6th, 2020, at the Emergency Management Building in Brighton. The meeting was called to order by Chairman Twizzell. Commissioners present was Wilson, Wooten, Schofer, Kelly, Donovan, Armstrong, Murphy. Also present was employee Darlene Wheeler, Gary Jackson. Commissioner Jim Atkins was absent from the meeting. Meeting was opened prior by Commissioner Wilson. Ms. Lee Riley was present to give an update on the Tiffin County Animal Control. A motion was made by Commissioner Wooten and seconded by Commissioner Armstrong to approve the minutes for the month of June. Motion passed, none opposed. A motion was made by Commissioner Donovan, seconded by Commissioner Wilson, to approve the bills as reviewed for the month of June. Motion passed, none opposed. Through a roll call. A motion was made by Commissioner Schofer, seconded by Commissioner Armstrong, to set the speed limit on Nelson Drive to 30 miles per hour. Motion passed, none opposed. A motion was made by Commissioner Schofer, seconded by Commissioner Murphy to adjourn. Motion passed, none opposed. The meeting adjourned at 7 p.m. Mr. Chairman, I move that Tiffin County Public Works Report be adopted.
All right, do we have a second?
Second.
Motion been made by Commissioner Twizzell, seconded by Commissioner Wooten, that the Tipton County Public Works Department report be adopted. Is there any discussion on the motion? Are there any questions? Is there any objection to adopting the Tipton County Public Works report? Without objection, then the motion carries and the Public Works report is adopted. Thank you, Mr. Twizzell.
You're welcome.
Do we have a report from the General Welfare Committee?
Mr. Chairman, the General Welfare Committee did not meet in July, but I would like to point out that we will be meeting in August, and there will be a public hearing at 5:45, 15 minutes before the General Welfare meeting, and this is on a rezoning. I believe it's in Commissioner Donovan's district, and the General Welfare Committee will be making a recommendation to the full legislative body on this rezoning request.
All right, thanks. Commissioners, I have a Tipton County Sheriff's Office report. Clerk Gaither submitted this to me, so they turned one into her. Do we have a motion that the Tipton County Sheriff's report be spread on the minutes of this commission?
So moved, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Murphy.
Kelly seconds.
Motion is by Commissioner Murphy, seconded by Commissioner Kelly to spread the June 2020 monthly report of the Tipton County Sheriff's Office on the minutes of this meeting. Are there any questions? Is there any objection to approving that motion to spread this report on the minutes? If not, the motion carries and the report will be spread on the minutes of this commission. Let me say, commissioners, it was good to hear that Commissioner Adkins was on here. I mentioned Mr. Sneed, Commissioner Lamont Sneed's father passing, but Commissioner Adkins, I think everyone knows, he contracted the COVID virus and he had to go to the hospital for a while, but he's back out and obviously he's doing much better. So we're glad to hear that he's in on the meeting and that he's back home and that he's recovering and doing much better after having to go through COVID-19. Commissioner Adkins, we're glad to have you back and glad to hear you're doing better.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You still sound a little rough, Mr. Adkins. You take it easy over there.
I ain't got there yet, but I'm getting there.
All right.
Man.
That, I believe, is all the business that I had. I do want to say, commissioners, I'm going to be sending out an email to all of you either tomorrow or maybe Wednesday. I'm getting some fresh data from the State Health Department regarding the COVID virus in Tipton County specifically. I have a meeting tomorrow morning to talk with folks about Tipton County's numbers. I've got a meeting tomorrow afternoon with the Jackson-Madison County General Hospital, which is over capacity now, not really due to Tipton County patients, because most of our folks, as you all know, go to Memphis. But Jackson General is having a real problem now with an increase in cases across rural West Tennessee, particularly Hardeman County has just exploded up there. Our numbers are up to 806 confirmed cases now, and we've got 8 deaths that have been reported due to the virus. So our numbers continue to go up. I'm going to have a breakdown and give you a better view of not only hopefully the increase in numbers, but also the number of hospitalizations, the positivity rate, and some other information broken down that I think will help you as you look at really what's happening in Tipton County. So obviously we're going to go over 1,000 confirmed cases before too long. The hot spot right now in the state of Tennessee is in Sevier County. Sevier County has exploded. And you know, they're a county with a lot of tourism, and a lot of folks that are coming in that don't live in Sevier County, and they are really struggling with spread in the Sevier County communities there, Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge. So we've got to be careful with that. It's clear from the numbers and analyzing the data now that the vast majority of the community spread is coming from folks who are younger, and they're folks that are social. And so they're also asymptomatic. And so we've got young people who don't know they have it, who are really, you know, getting out and getting around, and they're not feeling bad because they're asymptomatic, but it's spreading. Now, there's no question, looking at the numbers now, that that's contributed to an awful lot of the spread that we're seeing in areas of the state now. So here in the next day or two, you're going to be getting a fairly long email from me, but it's just going to, I'm trying to keep you all informed and give you as much specific data as I can regarding Tipton County's numbers and what that's looking like. I've also got a call that's on the Memphis-Shelby County Task Force to see what the hospitalization numbers are down there from folks in Tipton County. And at the end of the day, the hospitalization number is the number that I rely on more than anything to really determine kind of where we are. So be expecting that here in the next day or two once I analyze all these numbers tomorrow and try to get it to you. Any questions regarding that?
Has the prison kind of slowed down out there, Jeff?
Mr. Twizzle just asked me if the prison count has slowed down, and it has. It's spread like wildfire out there, but the increases that we're having now are not increases that are due to the prison count. They're coming from spread. And so the post-July 4th number is going to be coming in tomorrow, and it's going to be interesting to see what those numbers look like. All right, anything else?
We adjourn, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Twizzle has made a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Copeland that we adjourn. Any objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion carries. We adjourn. Thank you all.